Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, as normal, let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, it's just a joy to come before you and your Word with our hearts and minds open to what you would share with us about you and your Son, Jesus. I pray that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit today that which we should know about you and your ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Lord's Divine Reasoning. And it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 10. When the Lord prepared a worm that destroyed the gourd that gave Jonah shelter, he also prepared a vehement east wind which beat upon the head of Jonah. In his despair, Jonah wished himself to die. And afterwards, God asked him if he did well to be angry for the gourd. Jonah replied that he did well to be angry, even unto death. And in chapter 4 and verse 10 of this prophecy, we find the Lord reasoning with Jonah once again, where we read, "Then said the Lord, you have had pity on the gourd, for which you have not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night." The verse begins, "Then said the Lord, you have had pity on the gourd for which you have not labored, neither made it grow." The writer began with the phrase, "Then said the Lord," which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah speaking, uttering, avowing, and avouching. "You have had pity," or compassion, regard, and willingness to spare on the gourd, which means the castor oil plant or the bottle gourd, for the which you have not labored, or Jonah had not toiled, worked severely and with irksomeness, and neither made it grow, which means become great and important, promoted, made powerful, magnified, or had done great things. The Lord reasoned with Jonah that he had compassion and pity upon this castor oil plant of which he had nothing to do with its growth. The verse continued, "which came up in a night and perished in a night." The writer added, "which came up in a night," which means as a firstborn or a member of a group, "and perished," or it vanished, went away, was destroyed and exterminated, "in a night," which means the firstborn or member of a group vanishing at nighttime. The Lord reasoned that this gourd came quickly and vanished just as quickly as it came. When we consider the words of this verse, we see how the Lord wanted Jonah to realize his compassion and pity over a here today and gone tomorrow plant. It is a marvel how people can have such pity and concern over things that come and go, but will not have compassion toward other people. Jesus Christ is interested in people everywhere, and since they have an eternal destiny, his attention is particular to them. Although people turn from the Lord and reject him, he continues to be compassionate and pitiful toward them. Lest we become hardened against people and full of pity toward meaninglessness and temporal things, may we humble ourselves before the Lord and ask him to help us to be as he is. Next time we end the book of Jonah, and see the Lord ask him, "Should I not spare Nineveh?" So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you study his word in Jesus' name.